Welcome to part three of the Windows Azure Infrastructure Service webcast series. My name is Michael Washam. I'm a senior technical evangelist on the Windows Azure Evangelism team and one of the original developers for the Windows Azure Infrastructure Service PowerShell commandlets. So why are we here? We are here to discuss DevOps. DevOps is essentially a philosophy that focuses on improving collaboration between operations and development teams. One of the ways that DevOps implementers do this is through automation tools. And one of the automation tools that you can leverage in Windows Azure is Windows Azure PowerShell commandlets. And whenever I think of optimization in the cloud, I really think about pay-as-you-go. How can you spin up resources quickly, and how can you spin down resources quickly so you're not paying for them? There's also the side benefits of automation where maybe I need to implement 50 different tasks, and I don't really want to sit around and wait for all 50 tasks to implement one at a time. I want to write a script that I can generate these tasks and do them over and over again on a repetitive basis. And generally, how you do this is going to be through a little bit of code, whether it's writing really complicated scripts or just writing simple scripts to optimize other tools. There's always going to be a coding aspect to it to make it truly the best experience. So what can you do with PowerShell, specifically focused around Windows Azure? Well, you can manage, query, and configure virtual machines across multiple subscriptions. So PowerShell does give you the capabilities, or the Windows Azure PowerShell commandlets do give you the capabilities of configuring and managing multiple subscriptions at the same time. You can fully provision virtual machines. So as you saw in the previous webcasts, to configure load balancing, to configure disks, all of these are separate operations. And if you're only provisioning one or two virtual machines, it's not a big deal. However, if you are taking Windows Azure or any kind of cloud computing to heart, and you're provisioning multiple workloads at the same time, you're provisioning 10 servers here, 20 here, whatever, you're really going to want to learn how to automate some of these tasks to just save time and reduce errors so you can do it right the first time. So some of the stuff that you can configure up front is storage, and you can configure networking. And of course, on Windows machines, you can actually have these automatically joined to your Windows domain on boot. You can also configure your virtual networking stack. We haven't talked about virtual networking yet in this webcast series, but just know that in the future, whenever we do talk about virtual networking, that you can actually can fully configure your VNets from script. So how do you get started? Well, the first thing you need to do is obviously to download the Windows Azure PowerShell commandlets. I'll show you the location for that shortly. Once you download and install the PowerShell commandlets, you need to actually import get your publish settings file. And how you do that is you actually call a commandlet called get Azure publish settings file. It really is not that smart. It just pops up a web browser and takes you to this URL where you can type in your live ID and download your publish settings. Once your publish settings are downloaded, you can use the import Azure publish settings file commandlet to actually configure your subscription ID, certificate, all the good stuff that PowerShell needs to know to talk to your Windows Azure subscription. If you do like the idea of manually maintaining and managing your certificates and subscription ID, the capability through the Azure subscription commandlet is available so you can associate your management cert directly with your subscription settings. All of these settings are persisted in your user profile in an XML file, and each subscription will have its own unique settings, so your certificate thumbprint, subscription ID, etc. Here's a real quick example of how you can actually select different subscription settings during the same script. So if I wanted to perform an operation on every subscription that I have configured with PowerShell, I can call get Azure subscription, and this will enumerate all the subscription settings in my XML file, and I can pipe that up to for each, and then select that subscription so it's set at the current context is that subscription, and then I can perform some management operation. This could be querying my quota to generate reports, it could be deleting unneeded disks, whatever. A few things that you need to know whenever you're dealing with virtual machines or PaaS deployment specifically is all operations in PowerShell, Windows Azure PowerShell, against virtual machines, most of them actually require a storage account because it's usually it's going to be dealing with VHD files. or in the case of Cloud Service PaaS operations, it's going to be dealing with package files, your CS packages. So one of the things that you need to set up front is tell the PowerShell commandlets what the current storage account you want to use is. And you can enumerate all the available storage accounts by using the get Azure storage account commandlet. And you can set the current storage account using the set Azure subscription commandlet. So let's go ahead and just jump over to PowerShell and get started, see how we can get use this. First thing I'm going to show you is on WindowsAzure.com, to actually download the PowerShell commandlets, you want to click on Manage, Downloads, and there's an install link here that'll take you directly to the PowerShell commandlets. There are also cross-platform command line tools that will run on Mac and Linux, so I'm going to cover those in future webcasts just to show you how you can do this. You can automate Windows Azure on any platform. So assuming I've already installed the PowerShell commandlets, what I want to do next is just from a command line run PowerShell, and I will need to import the Azure module. So I'm going to type in import module Azure, and what I've done now is I basically imported all of the Windows Azure PowerShell commandlets into my namespace. So I can do commands like get Azure subscription, which should return nothing because I haven't imported anything yet. So I'm going to run get Azure publish settings files, and it does support tab complete. So if you're a PowerShell user, you should know that Microsoft has a thing for making our PowerShell commandlets very descriptive. So with tab complete, it's really great though. So I'm going to go ahead and call get Azure publish settings file, and this will kick me out to a web browser where I can type in a user account. And it will want me to download my published settings file. So I'm going to go ahead and download this to my D drive. So now I can say import Azure published settings files. I can type in everything I just downloaded. And it tells me that it's now the default subscription. So what I want to do now, because I'm going to work with virtual machines, is I want to set my current storage account. So I'm going to enumerate the available storage accounts I have. So I'm going to call get Azure storage account, and I'm going to select storage account name. That way I don't see all of the details, and it's just a little easier to manage. So I only have the one storage account that we created earlier. So I'm going to call set. I do need to know my storage account or my subscription name. So I'm going to say get Azure subscription, select subscription name. So my subscription is a subscription I set up in Last TechEd. So I'll say set Azure subscription TechEd-SP. Probably want to put dashes around that or quotes around this since it does have a dash in it. And I'm going to set my current storage account to be my demo storage A1. And hopefully I typed that right. Okay, so now I can use commandlets like get Azure VM. And assuming everything got set right, it should enumerate all my virtual machines. So you can see my VM1. So I can do restart Azure VM. And whenever you're dealing with running the PowerShell commandlets against virtual machines, you do need to know the service name and the virtual machine name. Because as you know, that as you saw in previous webcasts, you can have multiple virtual machines inside of a cloud service. So the PowerShell commandlets need to know the name of the service and then specifically which virtual machine inside of the service that you want to run the operation on. So I'm going to say my VM1 demo SVC and then name my VM1. So this should actually just go ahead and reboot that machine. I can stop it, start it, delete it, whatever I need to do. And while that's rebooting, let's go ahead and jump back over to our slides. So that is the end of this webcast. Join us in the next webcast where we'll talk about using the Windows Azure PowerShell commandlets to provision and create and automate and pre-configure your virtual machines. Thank you very much.